Not yet. I was looking for Pastor Deb. I said, where's Bill? Pastor Bill. Sorry, Bill. Pastor Bill. So we'll start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer with Pastor Bill Moll. Pastor.
Lord God, we just pause for a moment in your presence, knowing that you contain all wisdom and understanding. We pause because we need you to work within our community. We've got a big community with a lot of different types of people in it. And Lord, we truly want justice for all. And so we ask that you would, as decisions are made, as agenda is looked at tonight, that you would lead, that you would help, and that you would help us to work together. It's such a crazy thing, but so important. So we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. We'll start the Pledge of Allegiance with Jeffrey Ferwetta leading the pledge. Jeffrey?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Ludington.
Here.
Olson. Osmer. Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us now to the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Support.
I have a motion and support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the special meeting of February the 26th, 2026.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the special meeting of February the 26th, 2026 are approved. This brings us to the minutes of the regular meeting of March the 2nd, 2026.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of March the 2nd, 2026 are approved. This brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have none. This brings us to public hearings, in which we have one. Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Project Plan Amendment, and we'll start it off with the City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project plan amendment is, my understanding, to be cost neutral, and it's a slight change in scope for the project. But for the details, I will turn it over to the DPW Director and our consulting engineer, Fishbeck.
I'm just going to summarize it real quick before I hand off the real nitty-gritty details to Mr. Vanzi. But the long short of it is, A, we had this booster station rehab project in the five-year project plan, which City Council previously approved and was also sent to Eagle. Also, the rehab of this booster station was also included for the five-year list of projects during the rate setting. Initially, the booster station was targeted for a rehab and improvements and upgrades. And after the engineers really dove into it, did further inspections and investigations, they found with how much needs to be done, it would actually be cheaper to actually, instead of rehab and improve, to actually just rebuild, to replace it. Due to the extreme labor cost and all the extra work that would take to work around everything to make it what needs to be. Starting with a clean slate makes it much smoother, easier, and actually more cost effective due to mostly labor. However, due to the, even though that replacing it is cost neutral, so as City Manager mentioned, even though it's cost neutral, so $3 million is what was budgeted for it. It's still budgeted at $3 million with replacement versus the rehab. However, because this what the document was sent to the state was listed as rehab and improvements, the state requires us to do a public hearing because of this change from rehab to replacement. And so that's why we're doing this here. And then I'm going to hand it off to Brian Vanzi, who is a senior water and wastewater engineer with Fishbeck, and he's also the project manager on this one for all of the details.
Thanks, everybody. Like Ryan pretty much summed it up here, but go through this. So the purpose of the meeting is, like Ryan said, we submitted a project plan in 2024, and we need to amend that project plan to change what we're going to do on the project, so to change the selected alternative that we had. So that project plan on the DWSRF side was done in 2024 and submitted to the state and accepted. In 2026, the state awarded the city loans and grants for the DWSRF project. The need for the amendment, like we said, was to change the selected alternative on the booster station from optimization, which is really rehab of the existing station, to construct a new station. So the existing station has many deficiencies in it. There's a hydraulic deficiency that makes it so they can't use the entire volume of that tower. The piping is in poor condition, and the joints and all the piping in the station are lead. A lot of the paint is lead. There's asbestos in the attic and all the insulation. There's no backup generator on the site, so if power goes down, they do not have that resource. There's only one pump in the station, so anytime they need to do repairs or send it in to get rehabbed, they don't have the resource. And there's a lot of failing, say, HVAC equipment that's in the station also. So we would like to switch the selected alternative from that optimization or rehab to build a new station. We would build it on the same site right next to it. So the old one would get torn down, and the basement that's in it would get turned into a valve vault for the water distribution system, really. So the new station would include all new pumps, all new piping, have a second or have a backup generator for power and reliability. It would have a new two pumps in it, so that anytime they had to do work or one had to go out for a rebuild, they would still have that resource. All the mechanical equipment inside there would be brand new, and it would just be a lot better station. The old one, a couple of items to add on that is the size of that station to try to do some of these improvements. If we were to put a second pump in there and redo the piping, it's so small that you would not be able to, down in that bottom lower level, you would not be able to get in there and maneuver to change valves, change flow meters, and it really becomes an unsafe situation for the employees. So this right here, it kind of itemized what I was just explaining to you guys. So it is a complete demo of the existing station down to the ground, and the basement of it would stay as a valve vault for the distribution, and we're building a new station on the existing site right next to it. So we could build that new station before we took the old one out of commission, so they'd be a very short period when they were without that resource. So the total cost of the project is $3 million, and that is what was budgeted for the rehab also. And really the differences in it is the extensive rehab that needed to be done to the building itself. That building needs tuck pointing. There's concrete repairs in the basement. All the piping would cause new cores through the concrete walls and fill in the old ones. All the electrical's out of date. It was built in the 1930s. So it's no longer really a liable resource. So, and that $3 million is what was originally budgeted, so it's a net neutral change, and it was in the rate increases that were already done last year. So All of the impacts as far as historical and natural environment and your social economic impacts really don't change. There is no significant impacts from either from any of those sources. And any of them that would arise for like traffic during construction, your air emissions from the equipment, the noise, the soil erosion from the site during construction, and any restoration, that would all be taken care of and measures would be put in place to minimize that in improvements. And does anybody have any questions?
I do. What would be the life expectancy of that?
The building itself would be about 75 years. The equipment inside, it's normal equipment. So your pumps are about 25 years. You know, electrical is 25, 30 years. So it varies on what the item is.
Okay.
So.
Further questions? If not, thank you, Brian. Appreciate you showing up. And great presentation.
You're welcome.
With that, I'm going to open it up to the public for public comment, which if you would like to comment, ask a question, you're allotted up to 3 minutes during this public hearing, and the questions are to be prevalent to the subject that we're having the public meeting on. So is there anyone here that would like to make comment or have a question at this time? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council again. Any questions for Brian, Mr. Panzi, if I'm saying that right, Brian?
Yep.
Thank you. Seeing none, I'd be looking for a motion.
So moved.
Support.
I have motion and support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The DWSRF project plan amendment is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for showing. This now brings us to our first citizen comments, in which each person wishing to address the City Council shall be afforded one opportunity up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and up to 3 minutes duration during the last occasion for citizen comments and questions. When recognized, please come to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor.
Name is Tom Mankey, Owosso Township, West M21. Couple things. Number one, the lights are beautiful. Emily's idea of having those lights on year-round, absolutely, absolutely wonderful downtown. I want to thank you guys, and I think many others would like to thank you, that the lights were put back up. So thank you for putting the lights back up. And so sorry to see somebody took them down, especially since you guys were supposed to discuss it. Somebody jumped the gun, took the lights down. But the lights are back up. They look wonderful. Number two, we had this last week, we had the Shamrock Shop full. We've had other programs. And unfortunately, and this city is just like all the others that we cover, there's only a handful that actually do the work. I'll be straight up. The person who's supposed to do the work doesn't do it. She's a grant writer, apparently. She is not like any other one that you've ever had before. She's never downtown. I've never seen her into businesses. I've never seen her out operating and getting these things going. I don't know what she does, except maybe grant write. And you know you can get a grant writer for free? You just pay them a percentage. So you wouldn't even have to pay all of those perks that you're paying this person. But if it wasn't for Chris Owens over here, Kim Springsdorf, John Hankert, the couple from Casey Cakes, there wouldn't be anything. Nothing. I don't care. She doesn't do anything for the downtown except paperwork, and she does what you guys want in the paperwork. but it doesn't help the businesses. So if you want a paperwork shuffler, hire a shuffler, then hire someone that actually wants to go down and work with businesses. And I think Mr. Owens can tell you about businesses downtown and not ever seeing her. Now, am I bad-mouthing her? No. She's a grant writer. Use her for a grant writer. Pay her a percentage. That's what grant writers do. But she's not a downtown person out with the public. So I don't know what you looked for when you hired the person. If you just wanted a grant writer and a paper shuffler. The person you had before her was wonderful, and you let her go because she had a little legal problem. Big deal. I think some of others here have had legal problems. And she was good. She was downtown. She was with the people. Did she get her paperwork done for the third floor? Probably not. But what's more important, getting the paperwork done for the third floor or helping the local businesses? Thank you very much.
Further comments?
Hi, I'm Kimberly White, director of the Shiawassee District Library, and I'm just here to give you a little update on our building project. As you know, the city approved our request to be able to have a library at the 621 Oliver Street property, and we thank you for that. We were able to close on our purchase, so now the district library owns that property, and we will be moving forward in our plan, beginning with some public meetings about the project and kicking off a fundraising campaign. That should be happening early in April, so look for more information about that publicly very soon. But I just wanted to give you a heads up and let you know we're moving forward. We're really excited. The staff has a lot of ideas. Our patrons are getting really excited. We've just been incredibly busy, and having the extra space is really going to allow us to improve library services for the whole community. So thank you for your support. And if there's anything that we can do to be of support to the new committee who will be looking at what to do with the old library building, we are very happy to make all of our resources available for that.
Thank you. Further comments? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for any comments at this time. Have none? Okay. All right. I will make one, and I won't get into any details, but I deal with the executive director of DDA Main Street. I'm on that board. I'm with her most every morning since we have the two people that work in the basement together. And I see that person totally different than what Mr. Mickey had to say about her. So I won't get into all the details of what she does, but she does a lot more than just grant writing. So we'll keep that set as it is.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I wasn't going to say anything, but since you commented on her, I mean, as far as Mankey's saying, there's a lot of business owners that don't see her. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of businesses that don't participate in things because we don't see it. Unless it's on Facebook, we don't know about it. Those of us that are too busy to get on Facebook, we don't participate in downtown events anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The previous two DDA directors both got out and shook hands and talked to the local business owners. And I'm not saying she's doing a bad job. I don't know exactly what all her job entails. But as far as his comment about her not coming down and visiting with business owners or, you know, trying to get them to participate, he's 100% right. I've got three businesses downtown, and I don't ever see her in any of them.
Well, again, I see her a little bit differently, and we all see her a little bit differently. There's basically the four points, and the four points are economic vitality, which I'm on that board, and I've seen that board grow. I've seen that a lot of good things happen to that board since she's been here and I've been on that board when it comes to giving loans out and grants and so forth, and how we dispense of that and how we go about approving loans and grants. A lot of work behind the scenes on that. Six good people on that board now. You have the org board. That board's growing. The design board is growing. The attendance at the board meetings are 9 strong. They're not 4 or 5 showing up like it started. The chocolate walk has already got 180 ready to go, and we're going to get probably over 350 for that. She's at all the business of the months that I'm part of those pitchers and shaking hands and so forth. So to say that she is just almost a zero is wrong, and that's the impression I was getting. She's not a zero at all. Actually, I think she's done amazingly when 3 years that she's been here. What I've seen from her from day one until now, and what has been done with the DDA Main Street from 3 years ago to now, is major. And if anybody would like to come into my office to go over everything that I know that she does, other than going down and shaking hands with businesses, which I know she does, because I've been there with her. Yeah, I've been there with her.
I haven't seen her in any one of our businesses.
That's the same.
And I'm not the only
business of the month every month.
I'm not the only downtown business owner that feels that way.
That's fine.
I'm not saying she's a zero. I'm just saying that there is an issue there.
Everybody can improve, but there are also things that she has done that I'm very proud of. And that's my point. So we have differences of opinions.
Because I'm boots on the ground and I'm invested in downtown.
You are, and I know you are, Chris. And I respect what you're saying. I'm not just saying she's perfect, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of things that I think that Tom and maybe even you don't see what she does on some other things.
I know I don't see the behind-the-scenes stuff, but
it's just not
I see
writing.
The empty storefronts. I see the other business owners who are contacting me wanting to know why they never hear from the DDA director. I don't know. I can't answer that question for you because I don't ever see her hear from her either unless I come in here to talk to you or her about something. And I'm not saying she doesn't do anything. I'm just saying that in my experience, she's not downtown enough compared to the previous two DDA directors. And in 2019, I think downtown was thriving a whole lot more than it is now. Just my personal opinion.
Well, we can talk about retail later, because I've seen a lot of change in retail in the last 5 or 6 years. You might call it...
I'm talking about empty storefronts. There weren't.
Oh, there's a lot of things going on in that world, and it's a tough thing to deal with right now when you have Amazon, you buy online. My wife has been with Banana for 21 years, and she's seen a big change in retail, even at the Eastwood Mall, in the last 21 years. So, what it was even 5 years ago or 6 years ago, we can. Before COVID, things have changed big time. I know all I can say is her work ethic is I'm proud of her work ethic. Now, I understand that she might not make everybody happy. I'm just saying what I see here, and I guess I could say I'm in the boots on the ground for being in the area where she works every day. I'm the boots on the ground there.
And
I see her every
boots
day.
Boots on the ground for the area she's
and
in
anytime,
charge. Take care.
Anytime you'd like to volunteer for one of the 4 boards
sure.
on the DDA.
As long as they don't meet at 7:30 in the morning when our businesses are opening up.
I said for a board. I didn't say the DDA board, but there's 4 other subcommittees that have different times. So, and I know... I don't think you need to join another board, Chris, because you got a million of them already.
To prove that she can do better.
Yeah, I think everybody should take a look at somebody in a different light sometime.
If this wasn't the first time that I've complained about her, or mentioned that she doesn't go into the, she doesn't talk to the downtown businesses, then I'd understand it. But you, I've sat there and had that conversation with you a couple of times in your office. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. I mean, you guys are happy with her. I'm not going to change anybody's mind about that. I'm just telling you that from my standpoint, as a downtown business owner of multiple businesses, I do not see her in the storefronts. The only time we see her in the storefronts is when she wants something.
What would you like to see from her then? When she walks into your business, what do you want her to do?
Well, if there's an event going on downtown, we want to see something from somebody other than a Facebook post. You know, you want us to participate in things, but you don't come out and tell us that there's something going on. It doesn't necessarily even have to be her. Someone from the board. I have not seen anybody from the DDA come into any of the businesses and say, hey, we've got all these events coming up, or hey, how many times did Beth or Josh come up and ask the Masons for help cleaning up downtown?
Well, I can tell you, I've heard the same types of complaints for every DDA director we've had. Same thing. They don't come around and talk to me. All three of them.
No, I can't say that about
Josh. There are certain factions downtown that pipe up every time there's a perception that the DDA director's not coming to say hello. That's what I see.
I don't care if she comes and says hello. I'm saying if you've got any event going on downtown and you want participation.
You say you want. I don't mean to say just to come say hello, but to what you describe, I have heard the same complaint from business owners, whether in this faction or the next. Every single DDA director, not just her, but Beth and Josh as well.
Right. Well, and there are businesses that she does go visit. I mean, I...
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what I used to hear about Josh and Beth. Right. They go to these businesses, but not mine.
I don't care if she comes and visits mine. I was just...
Clearly you do. You just said you did.
If you want my help with something, if you want participation in something, then yes, I want to know about it. If you only post it on Facebook, I haven't been on Facebook in 4 months. I don't give a damn about Facebook. You know, get out and shake my hand. If I got to go out and shake people's hands, talk to them to get their help with things, I expect the same.
Is there email communication to business owners?
Well, I can tell you that she does hold quite a bit of meetings for business owners. I think there was one last week, just informal meetings here.
If you,
that was
designed.
The hard part is that if you hold it during business hours, it's hard for business owners.
I believe it was in the evening. Yeah. Which some businesses are open quite late in the evening, I understand.
And I'm not saying that she's got to bend to just a couple of us. You know, I was just agreeing with Mankey that there are businesses that she doesn't visit. There are business owners out there that say that they have never seen her.
I have trouble understanding why these types of personnel complaints are coming up for a board that doesn't really control this particular position. Now, Lizzie does work for the city, but she answers to her board. So if anybody has these types of issues, I would encourage them to go to the DDA meeting.
Yeah.
I understand it's not
7:30 in the morning when we're opening up our business.
For someone like you, it's not easy because you open, all three of your businesses open pretty early, right?
Yeah.
But if you have Tom's here,
I don't have Tom's here. He brought it up, and I wasn't going to say a word until the mayor stepped in.
This really wasn't the venue for it, but it doesn't do any good to say anything to him. But the DDA board would be, and they might want to hear this, and they might want to respond to it as well.
They've heard it before, so.
Well.
There's not, I mean, it's been a couple of years that I've been complaining about this. That took me a second. But nothing's going to change, and that's fine. It is what it is. We're going to push forward. But if you want our help with things, don't rely on Facebook or emails. Some of us don't always check our emails.
I don't believe the Shamrock Shuffle was a DDA event.
Yes. And Dawn did participate in it. She had one person show.
I don't think it was.
Huh?
I'm saying I don't think it was.
It wasn't.
Convention Visitors Bureau. convention visit.
Regardless, this wasn't about the Shamrock Shuffle. But
that was his comment specifically, Shamrock Shuffle. That's what started all of this. I'm just saying that's not a DDA event.
Right. But how many other DDA events does she have? You know, like downtown cleanup. It's only posted in, the newsletter and emails and Facebook. Either way, it is what it is. You know, I only made a comment because you had reacted to Tom's. And not that I agree with Tom on everything, but he was right that there are business owners that don't see her. Mm-hmm. Period. Not saying she's doing a bad job. Not saying she's doing a good job. Just my opinion.
Further comments? Okay. All right, we'll move on. Without seeing any more comments, further comments, this brings us to the consent agenda. And this would be a
motion to approve.
Yes.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the consent agenda is approved, and I would like to introduce Jeff Ferwetta. Jeff, I know you've got the one leg. That's good. All right. All right. Thank you, Jeff, for accepting the position for the Downtown Historic District Commission. We had put out an ad, city manager put out an ad, and the city manager is the liaison to that board. We were looking for a local city resident architect, and Jeff, I found out about Jeff through Justin Horvath, you know, the president and executive director of the
SEDP.
SEDP. I gave Jeff a call, and Jeff called me back, and here we are. And Jeff actually was another name that came up for our temporary board for the Carnegie Library board that we put together, and we're going to be meeting hopefully soon to find another purpose for that building. So we thank him for two spots just like that, and thank you for being here. People can put a face to your name now, and thank you for volunteering your service.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay, this brings us to items of business, business number one, Act 51, Street Decertification. Again, we'll start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution will decertify 657 feet of portions of Rain Street and Ash Street that are currently platted but not built out. Usually this is the other way around. We try our best to certify additional footage, but MDOT caught up to us on this one and said, look, we know that Rain Street, portions of Rain Street and Ash Street aren't navigable. They're platted, but they're not navigable. And they're asking us to remove that 657 feet from our list of eligible mileage for Act 51 receipts. So unfortunately, we have to let these go. And the city, we have no short or long-term plans to pave these. And I think it would take a very interested developer who understands the situation over there to take on that 14 acres to build out, thereby necessitating the completion of those streets. But I don't foresee that happening. So we have to let this one go per MDOT's request.
I have one question, City Manager. I went out there and went up Ash Street, and of course, there's just land there where you have the drawing here, not even a a road, which I get that. But when I went up to Coventry Court and went up to Rain Street, there's it looks like a new house that was built on the north side of Rain Street between Coventry and Ash. And all that is just mud. I don't know if that's going to be, we're going to put at least some gravel in there, or is that the intent?
We have been talking with the property owner, and I've instructed the DPW to, while we couldn't meet the homeowner's request to pave that portion, I instructed DPW to put gravel down so it is not muddy. Sounds like they haven't done that yet, so I'll follow back up.
All right, thank you. Okay, and I bring it back to council comments regarding item of business number one. Seeing no comments, I'd be looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Support.
Motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Council Member Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, Act 51 Street Decertification is approved. This brings us to items of business number two. And because we have two council people not present and we don't have Councilwoman Olson present who initiated this item of business, I would entertain a motion to table until the April 16th meeting. To do that, I'd need a motion of approval and a majority vote of the council to make that happen. So with that, any discussion either way and feelings regarding that, and if you want to approve it, fine. If not, that's up to the council. If it's not, then we will address item number two.
So you're suggesting it be tabled until April 6th?
Yes.
Okay.
I would entertain the motion.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I think this is only fair. Councilwoman Olson seemed pretty passionate about this, and there was a unanimous vote to consider it at a future meeting. We had received word that Councilwoman Osmer wasn't going to be here, I think, last week. But we just received word this evening that Olson wasn't going to be here. There is still a requirement that five votes are needed to pass this. And because Olson sort of drove this conversation, and because all seven of you aren't here, I think it is a good idea to get the full board involved. In 3 weeks, you can have the discussion, because it takes two-thirds vote to pass this thing. And it's two-thirds whether seven of you are here or five of you are here. And so all of you would have to vote for it to go through this evening. But you would be missing out on Olson's perspective that I don't have yet. Because there were some things, if you remember, from 2 weeks ago, I wasn't sure what she meant. So I took a crack at the draft. And I think you'd be better served by having her input, as well as Osmer's vote on this matter in 3 weeks.
So question to you, City Manager, do we still need a basically a motion and a support and a vote?
Yeah, motion to table until April 6th.
Okay.
Requires a motion and a second and a vote.
Okay.
Motion to table till April 6th.
Support.
Beautiful.
Okay. True, thank you.
I have a motion support. I believe this would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk?
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Council Member Fear?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The motion to table item of business number two is approved. This will bring us to our second citizen comments, in which you'll be allowed up to 3 minutes to address the council. Anyone at this time would like to approach the council? Seeing none, I would bring it back to the council for final comments.
Did you?
Oh.
Do we use this?
Someone wants?
I thought I saw a hand partially raised. I mean,
Bill, would you? Oh, Pastor Bill. Sorry. And thank you again for letting me put you on the spot.
No problem. What I was thinking about in regards to, there is a holiday coming up tomorrow, if you haven't heard, the St. Patrick's Day. And it's one of those holidays that not many of us really understand. And so what I would just encourage all of us to do is maybe look into it a little bit about who the person was, the St. Patrick, because it's more than this idea of beer and shamrocks and all those kinds of things. This was a person who was kidnapped from their home, a wealthy home, taken to a different land. This person was made to be a slave for a period of time, finally escaped, and after escaping, years later, came back to that same land to minister and actually went through schooling to in the clergy aspect. He hadn't been before to minister to this community, these communities, and in doing so, change a lot of lives. Why do I tell you this? St. Patrick's Day, to me, is a day about forgiveness. And a community, any community, could use something to remind them to forgive others. And I don't know how that, where you are in your life today, but maybe tomorrow, in the midst of all the green, you would think not of greed that green typically musters, but of the heart of forgiveness. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Further comments? Seeing none, I'd bring it back to the council for final comments. Seeing none, thank you again. Jeff, thank you again for your commitment to the city. We appreciate it. Next meeting, Monday, April 6th. And with that, I'd be looking for a motion to adjourn.
Support.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. We are adjourned.